due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Press, may I help you?
Yes. How long is Chinese?
What do you mean, how long Chinese?
Yeah, how long is Chinese?
What do you mean, how long Chinese?
Right. Exactly. How long is Chinese?
You mean how long to take make Chinese food?
No. How long is Chinese?
What do you mean, how long Chinese?
Do you know how long?
I know how long.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's Chinese.
Now hit that theme music!
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never runny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Live from the Happy for Empathy Studios, it's the return of the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-de-doo with your lovable and adorable host, the Jesse Perry, everybody.
All right. Greetings, everyone.
Hola.
After, it's been July 4th was the last episode posted at comedypodcast.com, but we are back this glorious September, possibly October, depending on when Chad posts it day, to bring the return of the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
With me, as always, is our beloved Fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
Jesse, good to be here. Welcome.
And Sean Parrott is taped up in the corner.
Yes.
Say hi, Sean. Look at him wave. We have got a fantastic show for you in theory. For starters, we are no longer with revereradio.org.
Woo! Yay!
Much love to those guys for totally exploding our audience.
Yes.
To whoever their system admin was that actually listened to the show.
Poor guy.
But we no longer are dealing with Revere simply because they haven't heard from us in 3 months. Problem solved!
I would like to thank them for one thing.
What's that?
Putting up with Chad Ryden's crap.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to do. In theory, we have sketches and skits and skeets. We have some stand-up. Mark, how was your break? Did you have some fun?
No, I did not, Jesse.
You didn't?
No, I had conjunctivitis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's horrendous.
Why don't you, for the listeners, explain what a little bit of conjunctivitis is?
Well, it's when you get a bad martini.
That's,
I think I have it confused with something else.
I think you just... That's a hangover.
Oh, hangover. That's what I meant. I had a hangover.
3 months, man.
Yeah, just one martini.
You've always had a low tolerance. It's been pretty good for me, too. My family, beautiful wife and our adopted son, Cuberto. we went to Panama.
Okay.
Panama Beach.
Nice.
In Florida. And we took a brew cruise, booze cruise.
Nice, yeah.
Cuberto fell over the side.
Aw.
Cuberto died.
Did he? Was it the impact in the water, or did he get gobbled by the?
Well, he was jumping diagonally all over the ship, and then he went over a corner and hear woo sound, and game over for Cuberto.
But I mean, I don't mean to laugh. I mean.
That's okay.
But if you're going to die, that's the way to go.
We're looking
at
adopting a Nordic child called Dragon's Lair. So we're looking into that. So no worries. Kid's dead, but we're moving on.
One less mouth to feed. Yay.
Now, as always, we have no sponsors. However, we would like you to see comedypodcast.com. Keith Alberstadt has a great new podcast. In the interim, since we've been down, he's been posting lots of top-notch ha-has. Now he's a freelance writer for Nashville Stand-Up. Nashville Stand-Up. Wow, what an honor.
Yeah.
Even more than that, he's also, most importantly, writing for Saturday Night Live now.
Yeah, that's
kinda,
awesome.
Sorta. Freelance writer for Weekend Update. Good for Keith. We don't have any clips.
We could dig one up.
Let's play some Keith Alberstadt. Only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Gandalf. Did you see that movie, Lord of the Rings? Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic movie, man. If you haven't seen it, go see it. And what pissed me off when the thing first came out was people bitching about, they weren't bitching, they were making fun of the Lord of the Rings fans for standing in line. Like, I can't believe people would stand in line for a ticket. You can't stand in line for 2 days to get a ticket for a movie. Oh, it's okay to camp out at Walmart on the night of Thanksgiving because you can save $10 on a toaster. That's just fine. Lord of the Rings is hard to follow. They got crazy names. They got Frodo and whatever, Sauron. I can't even remember the names. They got freaky names. The only character with a normal name, normal by our standards, he's probably getting his ass kicked by all the other characters somewhere in a playground going, what kind of a name is Sam? What kind of a dorky name is that? Get him, Smeagol. You're going down, Sam. Sports, man, it's so important to people. It's like the real sports fans, you can tell it affects every aspect of their lives. Like, for example, Lord of the Rings. Before we went to go see the Lord of the Rings, one of my buddies who's a big fan was trying to explain to me and my other friend, who's a big football nut, exactly what the story is in the Lord of the Rings. If you haven't seen it, basically it's this. There's a little guy named Frodo. He's got to deliver a ring to a mountain of doom. And if he destroys the ring in said mountain, then, you know, that's it. That's the end of the story. That's what's supposed to happen, all right? Okay. That's basically the gist of it. So my friend is explaining this to us, and my other friend, the football fan, he says, wait a minute, wait. So he's supposed to take the ring to this Mount Doom. Yes, that's correct. And the bad guys know this. Yes, that is correct. Don't you think somebody be playing a little prevent defense? Nobody's guarding the end zone? You jackass. Not everything revolves around sports. Yeah, stick around after the movie. There's going to be a post-game interview with one of the evil wizards. Like, yeah, hey, Al. Should have been more aggressive, I guess. Who knew Frodo had an arm like that, huh? What a gutsy kid. We have to go back, watch some game tapes, make some adjustments, try to take over Middle Earth next week. Hats off to Gandalf. Man, what a coaching performance, huh? And that Rudy, man, he never gives up.
Mangy dog, whoop-de-doo.
Hello, whoa, everybody! This is former somebody, Amy Winehouse. I'm from England, which means that a cold bus is lorries, elevators are lifts, and airplanes are super-duper wingy widgets. I'm just sitting here in me London flat, eating a bowl of me own scabs and boogers. But if I ever got back to eating food, I'd eat Rice Krispies. I don't mind snap or crackle, but pop scares the shit out of me. There goes another tooth. Ooh, I'm dizzy. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity product endorser and star of the stage and screen. Rice Krispies is a sugary treat, fine for the entire family. We're proud to sponsor with Amy Winehouse in this endeavor to spread the good news about Rice Krispies. To obtain a box of Rice Krispies, check your local grocer's freezer today.
Amy Winehouse.
Beautiful.
Amy Winehouse, only on the Manger Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Now, you know, this won't be a radio hour anymore. This will be more like a radio half hour.
Like the radio half hour comedy hour, MTV.
The Manger Dog Radio half hour comedy hour whoop-de-doo
thing.
We'll need to have a 2-CD set just to fit the title of our show on it.
We'll do it.
Okay, fantastic. Oh, by the way, speaking of CDs.
Oh, yeah?
They can buy ours still.
Is it still for sale? We haven't run out yet?
It's still for sale. Best of Volume 1 still for sale at mangydog.com, MANGYDOG.com. It's right on the front. You can't miss it. And how do you not know about that site and still listen to this show?
There's no way.
Now, a big part of this show is comedy, but
yeah.
I'm wanting to change the format. We kick Sean out. Sean's gone.
Sean's done.
Well, he's dead.
Fired.
He's dead.
He's still dead.
But his twin brother Tron also died. Well, we
at our hands.
We forgot to tell Sean that we were recording. But the point is, this gives me a chance to work this crowd.
Yeah.
And teach them about my right-wing, hardcore political beliefs with another Jazzatorial. Greetings, America. Notorious right-wing blowhard Jesse Perry here. If there's one thing we can all agree on, it's that our country is doing great and it's only getting better. While Barack Hussein Obama remains black, John McCain remains a maverick. His choice of Sarah Palin shows the common sense wisdom that has become a McCain trademark. What is it about Sarah Palin that's so special? Simple. She's got a cooter.
Woo!
A hairy one that gets drippy when she's aroused. Penises go in it and babies come out of it. Yes, it's truly a vagina. Now let me put on my reading glasses and get a closer look at Barack Hussein Mussolini Idi Amin Obama's crotch. Yep, just what I thought. No pussy. Nice try, Black Hitler. Yes, it's safe to say that John McCain will literally snatch the presidency. This is Jesse Perry reminding you that freedom isn't free, and we're fucked. All right. Now, I know, Mark, that we do provide equal time on
this
show.
Because I totally disagree with everything you said.
All right. Well, you're welcome to make a rebuttal.
Well, I would like to take the remainder of my time and allocate that to distinguished Mabel the Cow. Exactly.
Well, typical liberal cattle. Now here's Paul F. Tompkins, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop. So I'm of an age where I know a lot of new dads, right? And I'm happy for them. They're having their kid. It's a beautiful, precious moment. But there's always that moment where your new dad friend wants to pull you aside and get all philosophical on you, because it turns out having a baby has changed his life. Really? No, I thought it would just be the same. You're saying it's different with a baby. They all have that same speech. I've heard the same speech a million times now, and they don't realize they're all saying the same thing. They think like they're the first people to think of it. It's like they get a speech with the baby at the hospital. Like, here's your child, and be sure to bore everyone you know with this, because you don't want to hear it. This is my impression of all new fathers. I've heard the same rap like a million times now. This is all new fathers. Yeah, man, I was holding my son the other day, you know? Just looking at his face. I never thought I could love anything this much, you know? Just looking at his eyes. I made this person, you know? Just like holding him and smelling his head. But that's when I realized I would take a bullet for my kid. Now, we don't know that's true. It's a lovely thing to say. I'm sure you think you mean it at the time. But we have no way of knowing. It's very, very unlikely you'll ever be put to the test. Because let's say someday it comes, the shit goes down, and the lead starts flying. You may very well tear off that Bjorn. You're on your own! Try and crawl under a car! But let's say it's true. Let's say you know 1,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt, you know that you would take a bullet for your child. Well, let me ask you this. Why are so many people trying to assassinate your baby?
Paul F. Tompkins.
Funny, funny money.
Guaranteed funny. Love that guy. Hilarious. You are listening to the Manger Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
And man, it's so sad because it's not an hour, so we're about to wrap up here.
Yeah, it's just a quick little, hey guys, we're not dead. Well, Sean's dead. We're not dead.
Yeah, this is more of a...
The meat of the show survives.
This is... And the fat.
Yeah. The raw broccoli in the garbage.
Yes, we've lost his... He's like gristle.
Yeah.
The gristle with some cheese on it.
Yeah, he's like just...
Cheesy gristle.
Cheesy gristle with poop.
Well said. Now this is kind of a little test episode. Is it episodelet?
A testisode.
This, or that sounds wrong.
A mini mange.
A mangelet. But we are going to have. We're hopefully going to have more shows. More usually 20-25 minutes.
Yeah.
Of tight, top notch, funny. So we don't
bang,
all of our sketch ideas in one show. But ideally, we're going to be doing more than one episode a week now.
Wow.
So.
Is that true?
I hope so.
Over promise, under deliver.
That's my gift.
Take that, Revere.
Now, we're going to wrap up here. We don't have any gigs coming up, but...
I've got a show tomorrow. Okay. But when you're listening to this, my show will be over.
Oh, October 16th through 19th, I'll be with John Panette at Zany's.
I'm coming to watch you.
Or as I like to call it, my only gig.
And I am doing Chris Lloyd and Friends at the end of October.
Woo!
But look for me at Spanky's.
Absolutely. And always, there's tons of comedy going on right now in Nashville.
Oh, there's more than you could ever want to see.
You know, we have totally cornered the market on quantity.
Yeah.
And if you go to NashvilleStandup.com, you're going to see show after show. Right now, no kidding, there are sometimes two or three shows a night here in Nashville.
Well, actually, if you count Zany's, there's three shows this Friday night.
Pretty incredible. Well, check it out. Please go to Mangy Dog. Let us know what you think of the show.
Yeah.
And we're going to hopefully see you very, very soon with the all-new Mangy Dog Radio Quarter Hour. Now here's a crackhead singing Amazing Grace. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Praise the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Amazing grace. I want people to sing with me too. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.